Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The battle for abortion, the sanctity of human life, continues. There are losses and there are victories, and we must continue to stay the course. We're going to talk about some of these on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, some good news is that the Trump administration, the actual Department of Health and Human Services, released a final conscience rule just a few days ago that protects healthcare workers and entities from providing and participating in services such as abortion, sterilization, or assisted suicide procedures that violate their religious or moral beliefs. So this is a great decision. Frankly, the Trump administration, from beginning to end, Matt, has issued the most pro-life policies of any president in the history of America during the period of time that he's been in office. But even if he were to stop now, the number of pro-life acts and regulations and rules have actually exceeded all of the preceding presidents combined.
Combined, yeah. And you know, I originally, when President Trump was running for office, I was not a supporter. I'll acknowledge I was supporting Ted Cruz, and a lot of people brought out quotes of an old Trump, you know, decades ago, before he saw the light, so to speak, and became so overtly and pro-life. You know, he had quotes that were kind of loosely in support of a so-called woman's right to choose and so forth. But he turned the corner, and he had, you got it right, man. He has been literally the most pro-life president in American history, and has done more than, as you point out, all of the previous presidents combined.
Combined.
You know,
it's amazing.
Yeah, praise God that he is, you know, helping to protect life. And notwithstanding those working in abortion centers, you know, healthcare workers are in that field because they value life. They're there to save lives, to see women give birth, to, you know, not to end life, right, through abortion or euthanasia, things like that. And appropriately so, on the National Day of Prayer, the president made this announcement that he was coming out with this final rule to protect those workers who had moral and religious objections to ending someone's life.
Well, the rule becomes effective 60 days from its final publication, and it will be enforced by the Office of Civil Rights. The rule requires hospitals, universities, clinics, and other institutions that receive funding from federal programs such as Medicare and Medicaid to certify that they comply with 25 laws passed by Congress that protect conscience rights in healthcare. Those laws allow healthcare providers and entities to opt out of providing, participating in, paying for, or referring for healthcare services that they have personal or religious objections to. So that is good news. It's not creating any new law, but what it does is it says there's already existing law. You need to abide by it.
Right.
And you need to certify that you're abiding by these 25 laws and protect the conscience rights of your healthcare workers. That
because
is
life
a
is
great,
valuable. Yeah.
A great decision. So,
And isn't it ironic that those who oppose this are people who call themselves pro-choice. They're saying you don't have a choice. You have to actually participate in abortion, homicide, or in euthanasia. Or it's uncanny. So this president is merely, as you point out, protecting
existing
rights and freedoms of conscience.
Exactly.
And isn't it ironic those people that you say just promote those things are already born and are alive?
Right, exactly. Well, in another situation, a Washington activist judge and an Obama appointee actually issued an order blocking another Trump administration rule. And that rule said that these funds that come from Title X, federal funds for family planning, for other kinds of health care, et cetera, they cannot be used by any organization that refers to or participates in abortion.
Okay, let me jump in here. How can a federal judge have that kind of power where he or she could block the president's rule?
Well, that's a, you know, it's temporary. It's a temporary setback because if you notice all these judges, a lot of them appointed by President Obama, they've tried to stop President Trump on all different kinds of things, and they've ultimately been overruled when it goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court. I think this one will be overruled as well.
So they're just fluffing their feathers, saying that I think this should be, and
yeah,
I'm a judge.
They're engaging in raw judicial activism.
Yeah, it's just raw judicial activism. And then they're giving these nationwide injunctions, which they can't do. This is a case that will at least temporarily allow Planned Parenthood to continue receiving federal funds, and some of those funds they're going to use to refer and or participate in abortion. And if they don't do it directly, they'll put it to one part of their organization while they don't have to spend money on another part. At the end of the day, it helps and it goes to abortion. And speaking of this radicalism, there was a group of people, this was on a college campus at the University of Texas, San Antonio, and they wanted to put up a memorial of crosses. These are small crosses. They're probably, what, about 12 inches tall?
Yeah, Students for Life did this.
Students for Life did this at the University of Texas in San Antonio. They put up all these crosses on the lawn as a memorial to the children who lose their lives from abortion.
3,000 a day, actually. So.
3,000 a day. And so Planned Parenthood organized some event for other college students, apparently. They look like college kids, that are actually holding Planned Parenthood signs. And it says, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." These are signs that they're carrying. And the video, Matt, is unbelievable because these young people are dancing with these signs over the tops of these memorial crosses.
You know, metaphorically speaking, it doesn't get much clearer than that. Here they are, you know, this is a symbol. These crosses are set up to represent the 60 plus million of children who have been slaughtered at the hands of abortionists under the guise of so-called choice. And literally, these pro-abortionists are dancing on the graves of the slaughtered, of the innocent, of these children. It's demonic. And when you watch the video, it is absolutely demonic. And it doesn't get any clearer. The line of demarcation between evil and good could not be better demonstrated than in that video.
And as a couple of these students bragged about their own abortions, you know, and said, well, my fetus is in that ground, in that graveyard. To see them so deceived, as you said, is heartbreaking.
That's what's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And we just pray that the blindness and the pain, frankly, that they are and have experienced is ultimately healed. And the only way that that can happen is in a relationship with Jesus Christ, to give them a new life, to have a new start, a new creation. Speaking of which, In New York City, right there in the middle of the heart of New York, Focus on the Family had an event to celebrate life. And that event, you watched it, Holly, on a live YouTube type of broadcast on Facebook.
Yeah, it was a broadcast live. Of course, you know, several months ago, we were talking about how they lit up New York in honor of abortion with the governor's tragic, you know, decision to legalize that there. But Focus on the Family sponsored this event live from New York, and they put the unplanned movie
in Times Square.
Yeah. And then they had Abby Johnson, of course, who the movie is based on her story, the former Planned Parenthood director. You know, she is pregnant. And so she went behind.
And this is like her, what, seventh or eighth child?
Yes,
she's
her eighth child, yeah.
Several, and so she's pregnant with another.
Yeah, so they had the mobile unit there that does the ultrasounds that are saving so many babies. She went into one of those, and then they broadcast the ultrasound. 4D ultrasound of her little baby, her boy.
To a crowd of about 10,000 people.
10,000 people, and they were just
Times Square.
Hushed. There was hush.
Times Square. Even the protesters, you said.
Yeah, they were even silent.
Got quiet.
It was amazing.
So Abby Johnson, the person that the movie is made about on Planned, the former director of Planned Parenthood, who changed her mind when she actually saw on a screen an ultrasound, first trimester abortion, she was the one who had the ultrasound of her own baby, and it was broadcast right there in Times Square.
Incredible. In the belly of the beast, you know,
right.
The heart of where, as you pointed out, Holly, where they, the governor just signed into law and they passed infanticide, post-birth abortion.
Wow.
And you can't deny that was a baby, you know, up there.
Stand, you know, don't get discouraged. There are ups and downs in this pro-life battle, but we will ultimately prevail. Don't get discouraged. Continue to pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council as we continue to advance religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. For more information, visit lc.org, lc.org. Sign up for a number of our different emails. They're there. You can select from them right there on the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.